U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld called for billions of dollars in new spending on high-tech weapons to defend the U.S. against the unknown, the uncertain, the unseen and the unexpected after the September 11 strikes.
Our challenge in this new century is a difficult one. It's really to prepare to defend our nation against the unknown, the uncertain, and what we have to understand will be the unexpected. That may seem on the face of it an impossible task, but it is not. But to accomplish it, we have to put aside the comfortable ways of thinking and planning, take risks and try new things, so that we can prepare our forces to deter and defeat adversaries that have not yet emerged to challenge us. Today, our adversaries have changed. The terrorists who struck us on September 11th were clearly not deterred by doing so from the massive U.S. nuclear arsenal. In the 21st century, we need to find new ways to deter new adversaries that will most assuredly arise. That's why President Bush is taking a new approach to strategic deterrence, one that will combine deep reductions in offensive nuclear forces with improved conventional capabilities and the development and deployment of missile defenses capable of protecting the U.S. and our friends and forces deployed from limited missile attacks.